From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The massive blizzard that swept the nation earlier this week has tested the resources and resolve of countless towns and cities. And as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, it dealt a blow to Chicago's can-do reputation.
It's bright and sunny in Chicago today, safe enough for Loyola student Lauren Smith to venture out.
Wow, it's crazy. I actually haven't been outside since Tuesday.
Don't blame her. The blizzard that hit here was the third worst in the city's history, dumping 20-plus inches of snow. But Chicago has a nickname, the city that works. And in an effort to live up to that model, city crews have been at it nonstop. Attorney Diane Ellman, walking to catch a train, says she's noticed.
I think it's pretty amazing. It's impossible.
And a bicyclist rides by on a plowed and salted roadway as if to emphasize the point. Now, don't get me wrong, there's still lots of snow here, especially on side streets, huge mounds of it. But here's what's different. Chicago public schools are back in session today after closing for snow for the first time in 12 years. Also up and running, O'Hare and Midway airports. And Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says the city went 48 hours without any gunfire during this week's blizzard until someone tried to steal, well, what else, a snowblower. But for many, the image that will define this storm is a clogged Lakeshore Drive, where hundreds of motorists were stranded for hours after accidents, fierce winds, and whiteout conditions paralyzed the area. Now the road is back open, and people are hunting for their cars.
I was one of the lucky ones.
Robin Fine got a ride from a friend to pick up her car from one of the lots where the city towed the snowbound cars.
I was unlucky that I was towed first because I'm buried, and because I ran out of gas.
Now, snowstorms and Chicago politics often go hand in hand. Miguel Palacio, working to make a path for his car, says just about every Chicagoan knows that.
It's clear in this city for any mayor that if you don't handle a snowstorm well, that's the end of your tenure.
Of course, Richard Daley is a lame duck, but there's a mayoral campaign underway and city officials apologize for the Lakeshore Drive mess. But Sandra Small says Chicago's legitimate snow-clearing bragging rights may be tarnished, but not by much.
Well, you know, I lived in some other places, like D.C., and they, 2 inches of snow, they shut everything down. Here in Chicago, what, 2 days? 2 days later, we're up and running again. Where else are they doing that?
Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.